I can't believe that the little lamb got killed by the mountain lion. He must have wandered away from the flock.
That's a great reminder for believers, too. We need to stay close to our Christian family. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." When Peter wrote those words, he was talking about our enemy, the devil. He would like to keep us as far away from God as possible, but we won't let him. That's why it's so important to stick close to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Christians who meet together to learn and pray will stay close to Jesus and far from the devil's traps. So stay with the flock and don't wander away. Our story today is called Wandering Sheep. Kai was having a great time with his aunt and uncle on their sheep ranch out west. "I love it here," he told Uncle Jim as they rode horses through the hills, several miles from the ranch house. "Good," said Uncle Jim. But he frowned when they spied something white in the grass a little way off the trail. Uncle Jim got off his horse to see what it was. "It's a dead lamb," he said, shaking his head sadly. "A mountain lion must have gotten it."
"That's awful," said Kai. "How could this happen? You've had two men with the sheep all the time, and Shep is such a good watchdog. He'd never let a mountain lion near the flock."
"Yes, that's true," said Uncle Jim. "A lion wouldn't be likely to go near the sheep with the men and dogs around, but this little lamb must have wandered away from the others. Once he left the safety and protection of the flock, he was no match for the lion. The ranch hands told me they'd seen tracks lately and took extra precautions, but every now and then a lamb or sheep still manages to wander away." When they returned to the ranch house, Kai told his aunt about the lamb they had found. She shook her head. "Well, at least it will help us remember to be careful not to let something like that happen to us."
"To us?" exclaimed Kai. "Will mountain lions come after us?"
"I think your aunt is talking about a different kind of lion," Uncle Jim said. "The Bible says Christians are like sheep and Jesus is our shepherd. Satan is referred to as a lion, and he's a dangerous one." Aunt Julia nodded. "Sheep need to stay together, not wander off alone where they're easy prey for the enemy. And Christians need to stick together too. If we don't, we often become easy prey for the devil, who wants to fill us with fear and doubt and keep us from sharing God's love with others."
"That's one reason why we go to church all the time, isn't it?" Kai said.
"Yes," said Uncle Jim. "It's a place where we get encouragement and help from other Christians and remind one another that we belong to Jesus." So, how about you? Are you aware that Satan will do all he can to keep you from living the life Jesus wants for you? He wants you to live in fear and doubt instead of God's peace and love. That's why it's important to stay close to other believers who can pray for you, encourage you, and remind you that Jesus is your shepherd. Stay with the flock and don't be a sheep that wanders away. Our key verse is 1 Peter 5:8.
"Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour."
And our key thought today, attend church regularly. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. As Sam and Kelly share, the devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. The Lord has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids. So consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals to kids for generations to come. To give, go to keysforkids.net and click donate. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.